Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians open up a series here with Seattle, but gosh, Terry, I can't remember many series in the month of April in years gone by that had that kind of a feel to it. And I don't want to equate it to the playoffs, but just a tremendous series with the Houston Astros where you left the ballpark going, that was really fun.
I agree with that. I mean, naturally, when you win, you go away with a better feeling. But it looked to me like there were two teams that really wanted to win. Neither team ever quit playing. And I know we talked a couple days ago, and I said if somebody compared us to them, I would take that as a huge compliment because they keep coming at you, and they make you work for everything. I mean, everything. And that was even missing a couple of their best players. So, you know, it was good to get that win yesterday, really good. But they're, and I know I said it, they're fun to play just because they present so many challenges, and they're going to be heard from this year.
Again, it's April, but isn't that good for your ball club too, how they responded, how you had to work out of jams in eighth and ninth innings, how you had to get a big hit from a Frankie Lindor?
You know, you try to learn so much about your team early in the year. I mean, you're always trying to learn, but especially early. And the one thing that I'm seeing that is a carryover from last year is their willingness to seem to enjoy the challenges that come during a game. You know, a couple years ago, I remember we'd have a team meeting and guys would be good for a day or two, and then it would wane a little bit, and that was frustrating. I don't see that with this group here. When the game starts, it's time for us to play and see if we can win. It's not always pretty, but it's not because they're not invested in the game, and I really like that. I admired that about our team last year, and I think that quality is carrying over this year.
I know we've talked a lot about Andrew Miller, and rightly so. He might be the biggest game changer of any bullpen piece in baseball. But the guy that maybe doesn't get enough credit is Cody Allen and the jam he worked out of, almost a carryover from what we saw with him last October in the playoffs, Tito. This guy doesn't maybe get enough publicity nationally. He's one of the best closers in the game.
You know, Hammy, I agree with you, and I hope I say it enough because I agree with everything you just said. I mean, for the first time in his career last year, you know, he pitched into November. He doesn't have a big frame. He throws hard. And it didn't just happen by happenstance that he showed up this year and he's maybe better than he was before. It takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication. And he has got that breaking ball now going where, man, I mean, and I know that can come and go a little bit, but it's been consistent from day one and he's maintaining his velocity and his willingness to compete. I've never worry about that. I mean, he's the kind of guy you want him in there in those situations because you're going to get the best of him.
Well, now tonight, it's another really good ball club. Seattle certainly feels like they're a playoff contender. They came close a year ago. What is your look at them right now, not having seen them since spring training?
Yeah, I mean, did a lot of homework last night and today just trying to familiarize yourself because they have some new faces. It helps that we do see them a few times in spring training. But they're a really interesting team. And, you know, we're not going to see the kid Paxton, which I'm fine with because, you know, we've viewed him from a distance for a couple of years and you could kind of tell when he started to put it together, it was going to be good. And that's exactly what he's doing. Felix is on the DL. You don't want guys to be hurt, but I don't mind missing him either. So that's okay. But they're interesting. You know, they've made a lot of roster moves the last couple of years. But they have a pretty good team. I mean, they put this team together to get to the playoffs.
Well, that is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that is the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you for tonight's first game. It's the Indians and the Mariners to kick off this weekend series. It's next on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.